The sound of sporadic gun battles echo across the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Russian invasion forces are closing in on the city. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, made a bleak but defiant video address.
Good evening, everyone. Our troops are here. Our citizens are here. All of us are here, protecting the independence of our country. And it will continue to be this way. Glory to our defenders. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to heroes.
But satellite images show massive Russian reinforcements waiting in reserve at various staging posts just across the borders from Ukraine. Russia has the numbers stacked in its favor, and Vladimir Putin shows no sign of relenting.
Once again, I appeal to the servicemen of the Ukrainian armed forces. Don't let neo-Nazis and Banderites use your children, your wives, and old people as human shields. Take power into your own hands. It seems that it will be easier for us to come to terms with you than this gang of drug addicts and neo-Nazis who settled in Kiev and took all Ukrainian people hostage.
Ukraine's army is putting up a fight. This Russian artillery convoy near the southern city of Kherson was wiped out as it travelled along the highway from Crimea. And the defiance of the soldiers in a Ukrainian position on Snake Island in the Black Sea has captured the public imagination. Minutes later, the entire garrison of 13 was wiped out by a Russian bombardment. Russia says Ukrainian civilians need not be worried, but this civilian motorist would disagree. His car run over by a Russian personnel carrier, which appeared to deliberately target his vehicle. Remarkably, the man was pulled out alive from the wreckage. In contrast to the situation elsewhere, in Dnipro, a city with a population of 1 million people, it's relatively quiet. But even here, there's no escaping the sense of foreboding and tension.
I don't want to go away from my land or my country. I will stay here. I will fight here for my freedom, for my independence, for my nation.
For us and for me especially, this is invasion absolutely unbelievable.
We're in the center of the capital of Ukraine in a war that's costing so much in lives, money and faith. Yet there's an eerie silence here. No one to be seen around this area. The streets over there, pretty deserted. Those that are around are invariably in bomb shelters.
I have to cope, but really we are just struggling by getting stuck in here. That's the thing that we can't escape at the moment.
Her son voiced some optimism.
It's very terrifying, but we're coping, and I'm sure that in about a few days it should be fine now. It should settle a little bit.
For those who want to escape, time is running out. And at Kiev's main railway station, the platforms have been crammed with people trying to get onto trains and flee the city. This exodus is regularly interrupted by air raid sirens, which send anyone out in the open scurrying for the safety of the nearest metro station. More than 100,000 Ukrainian civilians have already fled to neighbouring countries, a steady flow of people crossing into Romania, Hungary and Poland. In the country they've left behind, cases full of weapons are being handed to anyone who wants them. All men aged between 18 and 60 are banned from leaving the country now. Their president is telling his soldiers, "You are all we have." This is turning into a bloody war. This country believes the fight is for Ukraine's very existence as an independent state. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Kiev.